Right across the country, you're on Hit Nights with Shawnee B. And right now I am joined by an ARIA Award winning... Hang on. No, scratch that. An ARIA Award winning, Logie nominated artist whose music's had nearly a billion streams. Guys, so excited to have her here. Amy Shark, hello.
Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you so much for coming in.
I appreciate it. And it's so weird to hear the Logie nominated because it's just so, this is nothing I ever thought was
it is
ever possible.
Nuts. It is nuts. But congratulations.
Thank you so much.
I feel like you're so busy. Hey, like if you're not releasing music, you're touring. If you're not touring, you're on Australian Idol. When do you get time to breathe?
It's a busy life, man.
Yeah.
I just take like the real quick moments. Like I'll try and have like an early night some nights and then I'll, you know, just try and get like a massage or a facial or something. And I take those moments really seriously.
Yeah.
So it doesn't take me long to like sort of reboot and I can go again.
100%. And I like when you're doing like shows and I found my skin's like broken out this week because you're just like not getting enough sleep.
Yeah.
You're getting up, you're going to the next thing. You've got to look after the skin, don't you?
Yeah. It's like the, I mean, especially as a girl, it's like such a, I stress all the time. I'm like, I need my sleep, otherwise we'll look tired. And like, it's such, it's just always on my mind.
So. I know. Hey, let's talk about this Logie nomination.
Okay.
It must feel insane for you, hey?
It was just so bizarre because like I don't even know like the requirements of that. So it's not like I put my name down for it and was like, hope I get nominated. I just got word that I'm nominated. So I was like, whoa, that's crazy. Like, because you know, it's my first TV gig and I don't know. I think it's really nice. Whoever is in charge of the whole nomination system.
Yeah.
Thank you for believing in me.
And of course it's for Australian Idol, which is your first television appearance, like proper gig.
Yeah, I guess.
You've done a few TV things. But I mean, how was that experience for you as someone who I know you are such a true, authentic artist and you've trying to make it for a long time before you actually finally did. Now being able to take your experiences and lessons and hand them onto other people, what's that like for you?
It was so intense at the start because I have imposter syndrome, like a lot of people do, I guess. So I had to really shake that early on in the piece and get really comfortable with not so much judging, just like giving people the information that I could give and not try and be anyone else but myself and just kind of lean into that. So the second I sort of relaxed and just was like, hey, this is what I know of being an artist and this is what I think you should probably focus on. So as soon as I started just totally being myself and really being honest with these artists and these kids, these singers and whatever, it felt really good.
Yeah.
And it was hard saying no to some of them and, you know, it's crushing and I can see the desperation in their face and I've been there. Like, I've been there. I know what it's like. I know how hard it is to pick yourself back up again and go again. But I really enjoyed it. You know, Harry and Megan and Kyle, and it was just great. It was just awesome.
Such a cool team. Hey, and I mean, it's such an iconic show too, to be part of that reboot.
Yeah, exactly.
There was so much hype around it. Did you used to watch it when you were younger?
Yeah. Well, I went to school with Ricky Lee and we were like friends and so we all watched it just because she was on it and then we all kind of got addicted because it was just so entertaining, you know?
So good, so good. Let's talk about this new song, Can I Shower at Yours? Wow. Dare I say, probably my favourite song you've ever released.
Thank you.
I love it so much. It's been stuck in my head. I think that's always a good sign.
Do you know what, Sean? It's so weird that, like, the reaction that I've had. I've had some pretty big interviews in the States that I've just come back from. And people that I'm like, whoa, the fact that, and they've said the same thing, this is my favourite song you've ever released. And I'm like, that's wild.
Yeah.
I just wasn't sure with this one because it's a bit quirky.
Yeah, it is a bit quirky,
But thank you.
Yeah.
It means a lot.
That's okay. Well, Amy, let's get this song on and when we come back, we'll chat more about it. But this is brand new Amy Shark. It's called Can I Shower at Yours on Hit Nights. If you watch her quickly, brand new Amy Shark and Can I Shower at Yours on Hit Nights. And Amy joins us in the studio right now. Amy, I'm obsessed with that song. When did you write it?
It was actually a completely different song before it was the one you hear now. And we just took the best bits out of it. And it's weird because it's the first song that I've written completely by myself for a long time. So I've done a lot of songs coming up that are just written by me. So.
Yeah. And the concept is getting into it, like getting into a new relationship. Obviously, you've been in a relationship for a long time. Was this something that you kind of looked back on when you first got into your relationship and thought they were those experiences, or is it... How did you come up with it?
Yeah, I always cherry pick things from my own life. And I've got this weird memory where I feel like I can transport myself there and I feel like I'm there again really quickly. But I don't know. I thought there's so many songs that are just like women are so, and I love them. Like, you know, I Don't Need You and I'm Independent, and I love those songs, and they're always in my playlists that I listen to. But I really thought it was something cool about just just disarming about saying exactly how you feel.
Yeah.
And like, I love you. I don't know how you feel about me, but this is how I feel.
Yeah.
And I'm okay with saying it and having my heart broken. So I thought that the more I was writing it, the more exciting, the more sexy it sounded.
Yeah. It's funny you say that. My partner is the most strong, independent woman, can do it on her own, but she loves those movies and those songs that are those sorts of stories, you know?
Yeah, it's kind of sweet.
Exactly. And the music video, I was like, hang on, Amy Shark's having her Britney Spears moment. You brought out the dance moves, and you've done this thing with Google, the new Google Pixel. I can't believe that I'm an iPhone guy. I can't believe you filmed that on a phone.
Me neither.
Nuts.
I was really scared about it because I miss that. I brief read everything. Like, I skim read everything.
Yeah.
And these massive emails are coming in about doing the video, and I'm like, blah, blah, blah. I don't have time to read all this. And then I had a Zoom with them, and they were like, yeah, so you do know it's shot on a phone. I'm like, whoa, wait.
Wow.
I don't have a big, cool cinematic camera.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, it's going to be on a phone. And I had to sit back and think for a second, and I was like, I think that's cool.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of like new world. I think I need to go with this.
Yeah, really.
So,
cool.
Selena
Gomez did it a few years ago. She filmed her music video with an iPhone. I think it's kind of, they're so good now. Like, you get some good lighting.
Yeah.
The footage is going to be amazing.
And you can move and maneuver differently with them, and it looks really cool.
Exactly. Now, let's talk about this choreography, because I don't think we've really seen
Do we have to?
How long did it take to learn?
I really didn't give it the time that I probably should have. I thought it was going to be a lot easier than what it was.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, look, I perform on stage all the time, and I dance, and it won't be that hard. But learning a choreography is really hard, turns out.
I know. I feel like I've got so good at it because of TikTok.
Yeah.
And my mates are like, Jimmy and Nath, they're like, we used to make TikToks all the time with dancers.
Yeah.
And terrible dancer, two left feet. But it's kind of like the vibes, a bit of a TikTok
thing.
Yeah,
it's the charm to it. I kind of wanted to look like this awkward sort of performance instructor, where that's why there's guitar moves and like this sort of weird movements in
Yeah.
Because I'm like, let's make them the weirder the movements, the better, because then it's like a bit of fun.
And who knows? It could become the next big TikTok trend.
I don't know. I don't know. Not with me leading the charge.
Hey, you've released quite a few singles now. New album. Is that coming or?
No, I'm not saying the A word yet.
Oh, you're not saying it. All right.
People don't have the attention span, I don't think. But no, obviously. I'm always working on like heaps of songs, and I'm always sort of ahead. When I finish a record, I'm always kind of halfway into the next one. So, there's plenty of stuff, but
can't wait. Fingers crossed we get it soon. Well, Amy Shark's new single, Can I Shower It Yours, is out everywhere right now. Amy Shark, thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it. Hit Nights is back.